The International Day of Cities for Life was inaugurated in Rome on Tuesday during the International Congress of Justice Ministers taking place on the theme for a world without the death penalty. Organised by the Rome-based Sant'Egidio community, the conference, now at its seventh edition, plays a major role in efforts to achieve abolition of capital punishment worldwide. For the occasion, justice ministers from 20 countries around the world, European authorities and anti-death penalty activists are bearing witness to their own experiences, penning proposals and lending their support for the UN resolution calling for a universal moratorium. 1,500 cities have so far joined this planetary mobilization to stop the death penalty. I spoke to Mario Marazziti, spokesperson of the Sant'Egidio community and vice president of the Worldwide Coalition Against the Death Penalty. He explains that the conference represents a precious moment of dialogue in the ongoing battle against capital punishment.
It is a growing movement. We have started a method that is not just lobbying. It is just putting together people from civil societies, ONGs, but also statements, women's and people who can make decisions, and to create a synergy and to cross-impollinate the good things that each one can give to the other one. So we listen with great respect the difficulties of ministers of justice that come from retentionist countries, and we can accompany them to overcome the difficulties that they have in their own country to create this tremendous difference that is to abolish the death penalty. So we will also have a private meeting where we can put together difficulties, suggestions, and it's also a cultural movement, because we cannot change the world on the death penalty without changing the culture from a culture of revenge and death into a culture of life. So I think it is a part of this different approach that includes the Cities for Life movements, the Cities Against the Death Life movement started 10 years ago, now more than 1,500 cities in the world. It's synergies, how to create a joint movement from all different subjects and different cultures. This is Sant'Egidio.
It was interesting to hear the minister from Zimbabwe, which is one of those countries you would never expect to be in a place like this. How did she receive your invitation?
And she received it with great honor, happy to come, and surprised that we could be so kind to a country that is, many people talk about Zimbabwe in different ways. And actually, I think it was the right choice. The right choice because in each country, there is an incredible amount of good. So we cannot just, like in Italian, we say demonizzare, like a devil, devilize a country.
Demonize.
And I think that we must help the good part of a society to have the courage to take those steps that are needed. So in many cases, one says that only when the public opinion is ready, the death penalty can be changed. But it is a very fake argument, flaw argument, because France abolished the death penalty when the country was completely split, 50 and 50. Very often it is a part of enlightened ruling classes that make the right decision at the right moment. This is why they are called leaders, not followers. So I think that we must see with attention the difficulties, but then to help each other to understand that their own culture is not something that prevents them from doing the right thing. The death penalty never coincides with the identity of a country. This is a flaw and a false argument. And listen to the others, the other ministers of justice, the other people, the other countries, helps each one to understand that it was a false argument.
How important is the Pope's voice in what you are doing?
I think that it was terrific that just last year, Benedict XVI, twice in Africae Munus, the final document after the African Synod, officially says that it must be eliminated, the death penalty, and substantially said the same thing when he welcomed the ministers of the previous international conference organized by Sant'Egidio a year ago, November 2011, and said, you must do whatever you can to eliminate, eradicate the death penalty. So I think that this makes a terrific difference, and it is a continuity with the feeling of John Paul II, what he said in Missouri, what he did in Missouri when he visited the United States on that year. And I think that this gives the right interpretation to the catechism of the Catholic Church that is a little more shy about it. It says that there is never a good reason to apply it, but it's sort of a practical refusal and not in principle refusal. I think that the Catholic Church and the leadership of the Catholic Church strongly believes that life cannot have any exception, and that this will also help the fight for life of the Catholic Church as a gift to the world, for a new culture of life. It will make the Catholic position standing by life more substantial and giving more energy to all our fight. Tomorrow night, 29th and 30th of November, the Colosseum will be lit up in a special way, and it will be the first city in the world to do that, because in the Far East it will be still night of the 30th of November, that is the International Day of the Cities for Life. And I think it's really the meaning of a symbol of death that becomes a symbol of hope and life. And I'm very happy that we will celebrate also the abolition in Connecticut tomorrow night in front of the Colosseum. This is a big message also to the United States, to America, to every country.